Okay, boys, so we welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parashas Akri Mois Perek Yud Ches, which is the Kriya of the Arayas, which is read on Yom Kippur, which we'll start off with the Kasha. Why is the Parsha of Arayas Dafka read by Minchon Yom Kippur? We couldn't find any other Parsha used to read. Zok the Rosh, answers this in the back of the Chumash. There's many reasons, the Machzorim print the other reasons, different reasons. The Rosh says an interesting thing. Masha'anu koirim barayis b'minch b'yom kippur b'yom ha-kippurim. Why do we read barayis and minch on yom kippur? L'fisha nafshe shel adam hayu ma'una b'yom kippur b'eis ahu b'eis mincha. Because a person at that time is totally afflicted, and he has and he's from this fast, obviously, and it's lack of food at time of mincha. So therefore, at time of mincha we read it. Now he says an interesting thing. V'gam b'yom ha-kippurim yesh harbi noshim she'im iskashtes l'chvoy dayoyim. There's a lot of women in the shul that get dressed up for Yom Kippur. And those are the women that the nichshol in the whole year round. They come in all dressed up. And they were nichshol in Arayis. Therefore we read dafka, the parsha of Arayis in Yom Kippur, that they should be meishiv lev to go do tshuva. And that's why dafka do, because the women that come dressed up over there, and they're good for the ones that are nichshol a person. And I was thinking, this Rosh, you hope that they understand what you're reading. You're going with the Anocha that they can understand what the Parsha of Arayis are. Most women nowadays wouldn't understand what it's talking about. Could be the Etzem Inyan, if they have an English mouth, so maybe they will. And with that, Rabbi, so we begin Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Aleph, the 30 Pesukim in Perek Yud Ches. Let us begin. Le'idabar Hashem al Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, v'yamarta aleihem, and say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem, your God. So, Rashi, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani hu shamarti b'Sinai, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am the one that said by Sinai, I am Hashem, your God. V'kibaltem aleichem malchusi, and you were makabel on yourselves, my malchus. Me'ata kablu gzeroise. Now you are makabel my malchus. From now, be makabel my gzeris. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe says, Goliv yadu lefonav. It was revealed in front of Ribbono Shel Olam. That in the days of Ezra, they're going to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam and be nichshol in Arayis. Therefore he came with them with Gzeiro. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Da'u mi goizer aleichem. I'm Hashem your God. Know who's being goizer on you this. Dayan lipora. I'm the judge that's going to pay back. V'neman l'shalom schar. I'm going to pay back the schar if you're nizer in it. But if not, then the Chas Shalom will get the Yoinish. That's why it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pasuk Gimel. K'maisei Eretz Mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo lo yisasu. Like the Maisim of Eretz Mitzrayim that you dwelled amongst them, you shall not do. U'chemaisei Eretz Kanan asher ani mevi eschem shama lo yisasu. And like the Maisei Eretz Kanan that I'm bringing you over there, you shall not do either. U'vechukaseyam lo yisei leichu. And in their chukis, in their ways of doing things, you don't go. So Rashi, K'maisei Eretz Mitzrayim, Magid, this teaches you, Shemaseim shel Mitzriim v'shel Kanaaniim mekukolim mikol umos, that the Maisim of the Mitzriim and the Kanaaniim are mekukol from all other umos, from other nations. Va'oisei makom sheyashru bo Yisrael, and that place where Klal Yisrael sat, which was in Eretz Goshen, mekukol min hakol, was worse than everything. That was the worst of the worst. So in other words, the Maisim of the Mitzriim and the Kanaaniim were the worst of all nations, and the place in Eretz Goshen where Klal Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim was worse than all places also in Mitzrayim. Which is a tzarachian, because the Bnei Yosef chose Eretz Goshen for them because it was nice it was out of town, right? It was out in the country, and then it was out of the city of Egypt, right? The main cities over there. So L'chayra, Eretz Goshen is not so makulkul. So what's he saying? It's so makulkul. L'chayra chose. I mean, Asvar, you would say that L'chayra chose the nice place for them. That's not so makulkul. So nichshal in these inyanim. So what's Shadon Rashi? The makom sheyashu by Yisrael is makulkul min hakol. Unless you'll say that the pshat is that in America it's easy for a person to be from. Why? Because he sees where the guy is holding. He says, okay, I'm not him. It's clear. Right? The problem is if you're going to stay in a place. Huh. It depends on which part of America. But in other places where you see the people are maybe upright and they're upstanding citizens, you might think, oh, what's so bad? But they're for goyim. They're still goyim, right? So if I care, it could be that's why there was so mukukul over this. That's good for why the Yidden retained their kedusha, because they saw who they were. It could be that's the pshat. Okay. Ashani maybe eschem shama. Zok Rashi magit sheoisen amamin. Shekopshu Yisrael teaches you that those nations that the Ka Yisrael captured, Mikulkol and Mikulam, they were the worst out of all of them. They were bad nations in those times. But these ones that they captured, the Amamim, the nations, the Ka Yisrael with Koivish, were the worst of all of them. What's the Torah adding by the words of Chukasayim Leiseleichu? We just got finished saying Kemay Seretz Mitzayim Ashishavtem Leisasu Kemay Seretz Kananashim Evelchem Leisasu. What's this addition that Chukasayim Leiseleichu? What are you adding by that? Ela Elu Nemusas Shalem. Zok Rashi, these are their mannerisms and their minhagim. Devarim Achukim Lem. These are their laws. Kegoin Tartiyoyes Vatstadiyoyes. Tartiyoyes are theaters.
Stadium.
And Statioi's are stadiums that they had used to...
What about concerts like
the
Madison Square Garden?
It's other problems.
With amateur performers.
That's other problems.
Big Piss, Drymal.
They're not going to go into that, but that's another halachic problem. Besides, that's Kedoshim Ti. We'll see next week's Parashat. Ti Prushin, even though it's Mutter maybe, even though maybe it's not Mutter Lalach, they have to ask the Paisik, but still Kedoshim Ti Prushim in Arai, Shaliti Nova Bushu Sator, that's something else. But maybe we'll talk about it. Al Kaponim. These are where they have bull rings and there's ox fighting over there. So that's their nimusas. That's chukasim. Zakrashi's dvorim achakukim lem. All their theaters and all their shtosim. Their stadiums. Meiroi menein. Elu darkei amoyri shemanu chacham. These are the drachim of the amoyri that chacham said. What is that? That's nichush. That's black magic and sorcery. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. Daf samach zayin amar alef. Chukasim loyseleich. Al kaponim. That's all those things. Passing like your mayor. So then you'll say to magic shows also to go, but to go to a ball game,
it's not real kishuv. It's not real kishuv.
Then nowadays, yeah, it's achiz zinayim, menachanami, achiz zinayim. But besides the problem bittul tur, there's other problems there. But anyway, you're talking a case when it's not bittul tur. Fine. Es mishpotai tasu. You shall do my mishpotim veschukoisai tishmeru. And you should be shomer my chukim. Lelechas vem to go in them. Ani Hashem lekechem. I am Hashem your God. These are the things that are said in the Torah b'mishpot. Even if they weren't said, it would have been kedai to say them. These are things that are gzeris ha-melech. It asks a person, it makes us crazy. Why do we have to watch to be showing me these mitzvahs? And the Umar make people a Meshav Klai Yisrael, and they say, Kigoyin Achilas Chazir, why is pork awesome for you to eat? Levisha Shatnes, wool and linen, what's wrong with that? I wear it all the time. What could go wrong with that? We don't know the reason. It's a Chayk. Vitaris Mechatis, the whole Parsha Paraduma. It's Metar Tmeim, Tami Tahirim. What's going on here? Kach Nemra Ni Hashem, Gazarti Aleichem, Iatarishai Lipotter. The Banjim says, it's my Xayr on you, and you can't get out of it. You don't understand the time. But there's the things that they make. That's a schuk koyisay tishmorid. What the goyim mon klal Yisrael for. The leches behem al tiftar mitoicham shaloi toimer lemadeti chokmas Yisrael eluch ve'elmad chokmas umos. Don't say I'm going to pater myself from going in the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I learned chokmas Yisrael. I know Torah, which is not shaykh to no kol Torah kula, because Torah is arukim miyaretz midah rechavim min hayam. It's ain't safe Torah. Torah is infinite, right? So even if you went through Shas, but you'll gain much more by the other time, right? Reb Moshe once called up his nephew, Michal Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein called his nephew and said, let's drink L'chaim over the phone. So Michal said, why? So he says, because I finished Shas. So Reb Moshe says, listen, Feta, he said, my uncle, if I have to drink L'chaim every time you finish Shas, I'll be a shikr. He says, I'll get drunk. You finish Shas so often. So Moshe says, nah, this is a special one. This is the second time, me'epam v'achas. That was my second time, second time finishing Shas. Al kaponim, this ain't soif. So a person shouldn't say lamadti chokhmas Yisrael elach velam chokhmas Yisrael. I'm going to go learn chokhmas Yisrael. Name the leches behem. I have to mention the kli yoker on the pshat in the pasuk before. It says kemaisi eretz mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo lo yisasu. So up there, what does that mean? Koisim maisa shasisim beretz mitzrayim. Umau wa maisa ra asher sisim. What was the maisa you did? Asher yishavtem bo. That's what the pasuk says afterwards. That you dwell them. Shabikashtem bo yeshiva shel keva mitzad shechoshke nafshchem gululeim b'shikutzeim nafshchem chafetza. You wanted to live there permanently. You wanted to live in Mitzrayim permanently with their getchkas and all their shkotzim. Leitasu oit ke'ela. Don't do that again. Levakesh yeshiva shel keva bein am soyer ha'ulchem b'derech leitoyv. Don't try to be asked for a kavuyistik place amongst a terrible nation again. Pentilmum with Maaseyem, ki Koro Lachem Mitzrayim, because that's what happened to you in Mitzrayim. So that's how he learns up the Pasuk Liyoko. And with that we go by it in Pasuk Hey. Ushmartem es chuk koisai, and you should heed my chukim. Ves mishpotai my mishpotam asher yasa oisam o'odam. V'chaibahem, what that a person should do and he should live with them. Ani Hashem, I am, you're God, Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. So Gash, Yishmartem es chuk koisai, the rabbi shar dikduke ha-parsha, shalai pirit ha-kosav. It comes to be marbo, the other dikukim in the parsha that the Pasuk didn't specify. Davaracher, another thing, another pshat, leitin shmira v'asiyah l'chukim. This is to tell you shmira and asiyah to the chukim. Ushmira v'asiyah l'mishpatim, as well as shmira and asiyah for mishpatim. V'ishlei nosan ela asiyah l'mishpatim. All it gave was asiyah for mishpatim. Ushmira l'chukim, and shmira l'chukim. V'chai b'hem lo'ilam abo. Chai l'hem is in lo'ilam abo, that's when it's going to be, you're going to live. Shem toim rabo ilam azeh, you want to say it's ilam azeh, le'saif humeis, the person and saif adam lomus, right? Saif b'hem l'shchita. Right, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin. Asher Misha Amali B'Torah. Right, like I'm focusing on the Seif Adam Lamus, not the Seif Behem L'Shchita. But Asher Misha Amali B'Torah V'Oisin Achas Uri Yitzchak Gemara says. Akaponim. So what do you mean? It's La'olam Hazeh. It can't be Zakrashi. A Seif who makes a person dies. Ani Hashem Neman L'Shalom Start. I'm the Rebbeinu Shalom that says I'm trustworthy to reward you. You can trust me. Right? There's a book called Trust Me. Rebbeinu Shalom says trust me. Ani Hashem L'Keicher. Pasuk Vav. Ish ishel kol she'er basaroi lo sikrivu legalis ervo, ani Hashem. Any man to any she'er basar, meaning any of his relatives, he should not be makriv. The Torah asr the kreivel arayis, because this foreigner speaks out and all the Rishonim bring out, that if through kreivel arayis, chibuk anishuk chashvam could come to the etzem aveiru. If the Torah asr le sikrivu legalis ervo, to reveal the ervo, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So the Torah le sikrivu, lahazar an a kever kazocha. This is an azora for the woman as well as the man. That's why it says le sikrivu. It doesn't say le sikrav. Loshen Yochet says le sikrivu. Loshen Rabban. Ani Hashem neman l'shalim schar. I'm Hashem. That's neman too, trustworthy to pay you back. Pasuk Zayin. Erev asavicha, the erev of your father, erev asimcha, the erev of your mother. Le segale, you should not reveal. Imcha he, she's your mother. Le segale, erev asa. Don't be megale her erev. So Trashi. Erev asavicha, zu eish asavicha. This is the wife of your father. Ayein elik mashmo. Maybe it's like it sounds. Nemarkan Erevas Avicha, here it says Erevas Avicha, but Nemalalon it says Erevas Avicha Gili. Malahalon Eishasov, just like over there, it's the wife of his father, Afkan Eishasov, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Nundalam and Aleph, so over here means Eishasov, Nain, over here means no, that's that over here, it means Eishasavicha. Oh. Verevas Imcha, Lahavi Imashaini Eishasov, this comes to be Marba, his mother, that's his stepmother, meaning it's not his father's wife. Pasuk Ches, Ervas Eisha Savicha, the erva of the wife of your father, Lo Yisegal, you should not be Megala. Ervas Avicha Hi, she is the erva of your father. Zakrashi, Ervas Eisha Savicha, the Rabbi Sachar Misa. This comes to be Marba, even after the father died, that it's still also to be Megala there. Pasuk Tes, Ervas Achayischa Bas Avicha, the erva of your the daughter of your sister. Of that's the daughter of your father, meaning from your father's side. Oivasi mecha, the daughter of your mother, from your mother's side. My ledes bayis, oy meledes chutz. Meledes bayis in the scene in Rashi means if they tell your father to keep her because it's mutter, or meledes chutz means send her away. This is a foreigner, the other Rishonim, Ebenezer has different pshatim over there. That means one is noel dal mishpa beis Yisrael before eris, before one's before acher eris and kedushin. The other one's besides the minig, meaning without eris ayin sham and the Ebenezer, the Ramban has a pshat problems also. On Rashi's, but we're going to see Rashi's shadow over here. The Ramban doesn't like it either, but we'll just see what Rashi says. Meledes bayis and meledes chutz, leisegala erev vason. So Rashi vos meintas pasuk tes basavicha ach basanusa b'mashma. This is mashma even if it's the daughter of someone he was ma'anis. Meledes bayis and meledes chutz bein shayim leilavicha kayem esima. Whether you tell the father keep her, that means meledes bayis, keep her in the house. Bein shayim leilavicha hoytzei esima. The Gemara says in Yevamos Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. That whether they tell the father, you got to get rid of her, divorce her, could go in mamzeres or nesina, let's use mamzeres and nesina. So that's meledes bayis and meledes chutz. Pasuk Yud, ervas bas bincha, the daughter, the erva of the daughter of your son. Oivas bitcho, the daughter of your daughter. Lo yisegal ervas son, you should not be megala their erva. Ki ervas chahena, because they are your erva. So Rashi, ervas bas bincha, bebitim en esos ekos medaber. This is talking about he was ma'an as someone, he has a daughter from that. Ubas bitoy mi ishtoy. His own daughter and his granddaughter from his wife, we learn out from Ervas Isha Obita, and a woman's Erva and her daughter. There it says Leisegala. Benchi mimenu, benchi meishacher, whether it's from him or from someone else. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Chav Beis, Amid Beis. Eras bas bincha, kavachoyim lebitcha. That's a kavachoyim to your own daughter. Elafishayim azirin menadin. You don't give azara from a kavachoyim. Lamdu migzeri shava mesechas yivamas naf gimel amid alf. Therefore, you learn the Gemara learns it out of naf gimel amid alf from migzeri shava in yivamas. Pasuk yud aleph. Ervas bas eishes avicha, the erva, the daughter of the wife of your father. My ledes avicha, the my ledes of your father. Achoyscha he, she's your sister. Leisakal erva soch. Don't be megal her erva. Pasuk yud beis. Ervas achoyscha avicha. Leisakale she erva avicha he, the erva of the sister of your father. Should not be megala. Because she's the she'er, the relative of your father. Pasuk Yud Gimel, erva zachos imcha, the erva of your aunt, your mother's sister. Lo yisigala, don't reveal. Ki she'er imcha, because she's the she'er of the relative of your mother. Pasuk Yud Dalid, erva zachi avicha, the erva of your uncle, meaning your father's brother. Lo yisigala, don't migala el ishtay lo yisikrav. Don't become close to his wife. That's your aunt. Daidoski, because she is your aunt. The Bashi. Erva zachi avicha leisigala. Mahi erva soy. What is his erva? El ishtoi leisikrav. That had come close to his wife. He's not allowed to live with his aunt. Pasuk tesvo. Erva skalosva, the erva of your daughter-in-law. Leisigala, you should not be megala. Eishas bincha, she's the wife of your son. Leisigala erva soy. Don't be megala her erva. Eishas bincha zakrashi tesvo. Lo yamarti el b'sheyesh levincha ishus bo prat la nusa v'shit fu nachas. It's after when there's an emes a kosher kedushin. Your son was makadosh and there's ishus. But if she's an anusa or she's a shif or a nachris, so then there's no iser. Which will come out like this. Let's say someone chas shalom is married to a goy, right? And then he divorces her, and then she's megayer. So that now she's allowed to marry his father, her former husband's father. She's allowed to marry. That's gonna come out from her because that's not there was no ishus there b'chol. Okay, it's a prat lanusa v'shifchu v'nochris. Pasuk tezayin. Ervas aishas achich, the wife, the erva of the wife of your brother. Lo yisagal, don't be magava. Ervas achich, she's the erva of your brother. Pasuk tezayin. Ervas isha uvita lo yisagal, the erva of your wife and her daughter, don't be magala. Ezbaz beno, the daughter of her son. Ezbaz bita, the daughter of her daughter. Lo yisikach, don't take. Legale servos, the magala, the erva. Shara, heina zimahi. She is their kroivis, they're related to you. And it's we're going to see Zimra Rashi says it's Eitzah Ketagume Atzas Chetin Sheyitzvach Yitzchah Lachtei, that it's Yitzchah Hora is advising you to sin. So that's what it means Zimahi, it's an Eitzah, it's a terrible Eitzah. Okay, Zokdashi Yudzayin Ervas Isha Vita Lo Yosar HaKosav El Alidei Nisui Yerishoyin HaToyer Asar, only that when the first one gets married. Lekach Nemar Lo Yisikach Loshen Kichah, it says Loshen Kichah V'chein Lin Yin Oynish, same thing David Oynish Asher Yikach Asesh Isha V'esima Loshen Kichah, it's Loshen Kichah Ela Onas Isha Mutter Lisa Bita. If he was ma'anis at Isha, the Gemara says he promised Tadak Zayin Amar Aleph, since mutter to marry her daughter. Shara Heina Kroivis Zulazu, they're related to each other. Zima Eitzah Ketagume Atzas Chetin Shiitzucha Yoitzcha Lachte. It's an Eitzah that your Yitzahara advises you to sin. Pasuk Yudches. The Isha Elachoyso Loisikach. Litzror. Legale Servoso Olea Bechayeo. You're not allowed to marry two sisters. You're not allowed to take his sister in as a tzoro. So Gvashi Elachoyso, Shtein Ka'achas, both of them together. Litzra Eloshin Tzora, Lassi says Zu Tzora Lizu, to make the other one a Tzora to the other, to her sister. You can't marry two sisters. Bechayeho, so Gvashi Lamindacho, this teaches you Shem Girsha, the Gemara says in Yivam, the Chesam Beis, if you divorced her, Layisas Achoyso calls Man Shi Bechay. As long as she's alive, the first wife, then you don't marry the daughter. Which used to be a minig, if Chas Hashem, if the first wife of a person died, so they used to marry in Europe, it was a minig, they used to marry the sister, the younger sister. It was Yidua like that. A lot of Gedolei Yisrael did it, but it was only called Man Shaloi Bechayim. That's what the Pasuk says. Bechayer. But once she's nifter, the Gemara says Yivam, the Chesam Beis, it's Mutter. Pasuk Yutes. V'el Isha Benidas Tumosa Loi Sikrab. Legali Servosa. Now the Torah is teaching you Nida is also an Erva. When a woman is in flowing, she's in menstruation time, she's in Nida, you're not allowed to have care with her. Legali Servosa to live with her. So you see, Nida is also one of the Arais. Pasuk Chof. Veleishes Amischa and his neighbor's wife, Leisitin Shachav Tchalazara, don't lie with her in a prutzesdik way. Don't live with her. Letama ba, to make yourself tame with her. Pasuk Chof Aleph, and now we start off with the whole parsha of Moilach, which is the Indian of Avodah Zarah, and then we're going to lead into the parsha of Lesaki Eretz Yisrael, which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael. Those are the two things that Klal Yisrael have the Kedusha, and we'll see in the parshas over here. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Umezarach Aloisitein Lahavrila Moilach, and from your offspring, don't give to bring over to this Moilach. What was this Moilach? Rashi says Avodah Zarah Yishashma Moilach. It was an Avodah Zarah that was called Moilach. Vezuhi Avodah. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samadal and Amadal. Beis, what was the Avodah? Shemoisa Benoid Lekoyim. He gives over his son to priests. Va'oisin Shtei Meduris Gedoz. They make these two big fires. Mavirin Esa Ben Baraglov Ben Shtei Meduris Eish. They take the son by his feet between the two fires. It was a Meshagas. They used to have one of the Avodahs in the olden days.
The kid dies or the kid
No, it's Mavir. The kid doesn't die. Take a look at Gemara Samadal and Beis. But they do it. As far as I know, could be there was another one. These three makar by Kemoish, the other Avodah Zarah. As far as I know, he doesn't die. That's giving over the Koimrim. Lahavri Lamoilach Zu Avorasesh. No, from Rashi's Mashmah, that's Avorasesh. He does die. He gets burnt in there. I think Taki did. Yeah, I think that's the vote. Taki did it. Ramban talks about it. Okay, we'll have to see Taki if he dies or not. I'm not a Bucky in Avodah Zarah here, but we'll have to see. Avorasesh means he makes a fire there. It doesn't say anything about dying, but maybe he does die. Like there. Okay. Pasuk of Beis. Oh, so we're middle chaval. Mizarach leisitin lahavir lamoiluch leisachal leishem alokech ani Hashem. Don't be machal. Don't profane the name of Hashem. You God, and I am Hashem. Vezocher leisishkav mishka veisha. A zocher is not allowed to have relations with another zocher with the way a mishka veisha. Teyevahi, it is an abomination. Pasuk of Gimel. Uvechol behema leisitin shachav tochol tama vo. And any behemah, a person is not allowed to lie with, to be matama through it. Ve'isha le'samid lefnei behemah le'riva tevel hu. A woman should not stand and be nirva through a behemah because it is tevel hu, it is a perversion. Rashi says tevel hu, lashon kodesh ve'erva v'niv. It's lashon of znus. V'chein it says va'api al tavlisam. It says tavlisam, my anger over their perversion. Another pshat tevel hu lashon belila v'irva. It's a lashon of a mixture. Zera adam v'zera behemah. You have a mixture of zera of adam and zera of a person mixed into it. That's a lashon of tevel hu. A lashon of mixtures. Two pshatim. Either it's a lashon of erva, or it's a lashon of belila v'avoy. The lashon irva of a lashon of mixture. Pasuk chav dalid. Al tetam b'chol eila. Do not contaminate yourself with all these things. Ki b'chol eila, because all these things nitmu agoyim asherani meshalech mivneichem. All the goyim became impure and contaminated through these things that I'm sending, where the goyim that I'm sending you away from. Pasuk of Hey, but Fatitma Oritz, and land became Tomei. Ve'efkoi davoyna olea, and I will visit its sin on you, on it. V'takia Oritz es yeshver, and the land will spit out its inhabitants. Pasuk of Vav, ushmartem atem es chukoisa ves mishpata, you should heed my chukim and mishpatim, v'leisasim mekoila tayevis ha'ele. You should not do from any of these abominations. So Ezrach, the citizen of Ager, the Ger, Agor B'Soichim that dwells amongst you. Pasuk Chav Zayin, Kes Kol HaTayeves HaEil, also Anshi Ha'oretz, Asher Lefneichem. Because all these Tayeves, these abominations, the Anshi Ha'oretz that lived in Eretz Yisrael before you did this. Vatitma Ha'oretz, and the land became Tomei. By Mafter, Pasuk Chav Ches, Veloi Soki Ha'oretz Eschem B'Tamachem Oiso. And the land should not spit you out by you contaminating it. Kasher Ko Es HaGoy Asher Lefneichem, like it spit out the Goy that was in before you. So Rashi Veloi Soki Ha'oretz Eschem, Moshul Ben Melech. Shechilu Dover Mos, that a prince, they gave him this disgusting thing. Shein Oyv Meyav, it doesn't stay in his stomach. Elamaki, he spits it up. Kach Eretz Yisrael, so to Eretz Yisrael. Einem Kayemes Oyv Raveiru, it's not Makayim people that are Oyv Raveirus inside of it. But Targumev Eloy Seroikin, Lashon Reikin, Mirika Atzmeyam, it totally empties themselves out from Oyv Raveiru. That's Veloi Soki Eretz Yisrael's Einem Kayemes Oyv Raveiru. They see the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says in another place, in the paradise, says, the land itself cannot be a soivel in ishtame. Even if he's not a yid, you see, because the goyim that were there before also got thrown out. When a person's choyte on it, so it spits out the tummy people. The gofres of melech, sreifu hila oilam al ros yoshveh. And gofres of melech, and the sulfur, and the fair thing, that sreifu for the oilam, because of the wickedness of the inhabitants. That's what Rashi says somewhere else. In the Paradis, Omachin Aleph. Pasuk Choptes, Kikol Asher Yase Mikol Ateyevis Eile. V'nichrsu Anafoshe So'oises Mikerev Amom. Because anybody that does or will do from any of these abominations, he's chayiv koris, mikarev him on from amidst your people, from amidst the nations. Like Rashi nefoshes ha'oisis, ha'zoch v'nakev v'mashma. The Gemara says in Bovakam, the Talmud Beis Amud Aleph, that these, it's mashma and nefoshes ha'oisis, that's the zocher and the nakev, the male and the female, they're both chayiv koris. Pasuk lamed, u'shmartem es mishmarti, heed my mishmeres, levilti asayis mechukas ateyevois, asher nasu lefneichem, so that you should not do these, the ferlucha abominations and the chukim of these abominations that were done before you. Don't contaminate yourself with them. I am Hashem your God. So Rashi, v'shmartem es mishmarti, lahazer beis din al kach. That's azar for beis din on this. But if you're going to be matam, contaminate yourself, ain't elokeichem. The Baruch Hu says, I'm not your God. Ve'atem nifsolim yachar, and become puzzled from before me. Ma hano yesh lebichem, what another do I have from you? Va'atem ischayvim clear, yachayv destruction. Lekach nemra, ani Hashem lekechem. That's why it says, ani Hashem lekechem. The Rosh says, I'm just going to end with this, that we finished Parshas Achimais, but there's a nekuda here that anybody came to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah has to know this. The Rosh says, v'leisoki oretz eschem betamachem oiso, bepirish, v'leisoki oretz eschem benachas, ubeinyin toiv, kemoi hagoyim asher timu oiso, adera bebinyin ramehen. Lama ki atam nichnasim misaris abris mchas v'chalila to tamo aretz yesh nipar mikam kifle kiflayim ve'af ki adayin lo kavshu ma'ashe nodar HaKadosh Baruch Harei ka'osu shenemar la'avrom lezarach ha'nasati yis aretz azoyis adayin lo'nosam v'ayu lo'im lo'im lo'darti Zokti Rosh amoyutik inyin v'lisoki aretz eschem v'tamachem oiso. The Baruch Shem says, when I sent out the other Shiva Umas that were here, I sent them out benachas in a nice noble fashion, we'll call it, right? Because they're goyim, and I know they're goyim. But you, since you're a Messiah of Bris, you're mohol, and the whole Bris is supposed to be showing a person from Arayis. It's supposed to bring Moise of Kedush on him. And you're going to still be, if you're going to still be over those Averis, then I'm not going to send you out in Achas in a nice noble fashion, as we call it. I'm going to send you out Beshetz of Ketzef. I'm going to send you out viciously, says Ribbono Shel Olam. Now I'm going to send you, the land itself will spit you out. That a person's over in those Averis. Which is a more difficult thing. I thought it's Shtel to the Marsha in a dorm that Chav Beis Amid Al. The Marsha has a story there. That Ula was going up to Eretz Yisrael, and he had two Bnei Chuzoi. These two Goyim were with him. So one of the Goyim stands up against the other one, and he kills him. He kills the other Goy that was with him, and Ula's watching this. So Ula, he asks Ula, tell me, did I do a good job? Did I do right? Yeyus Avdi? Ula says, yeah, but you didn't finish the job. Uparla and Beis HaShchita, you forgot to open, totally to slit his neck. You didn't finish it off. So he finishes him off, and he kills him. So Ula comes up to Eretz Yisrael, and he goes up to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, listen, I feel bad. I think I was Messiah de Oiv Averu. I helped out an Oiv Averu. I had a yad in murder. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, nafshecha etzalta. It was Makom Sakona. And it was mutter. You saved your own nefesh because the guy was so angry he would have killed you also. So Mela then it was mutter. So it wasn't mutter straight out to go tell them that, to the Lashon he said, Ein Parlam Beis HaShchita, was that he didn't say, go kill him. You know, kill him. He didn't say that straight because then that's a problem. He said, Parlam Beis HaShchita, he was Meramist in Pashut, but he saved himself. So Kiva Eger says in the Dorm Lachubayz, take a look in Saita Memal. If we're learning Saita Memal from Beis, the Gemara says Kol Machnef V'Diburay is Noifel Kol Machnef V'Diburay Noifel B'Gehen. The Gemara says, I think. So Taisa says that's Daf Gosh Leib Makom Sakana, but Makom Sakana it's Mutter to change your words. So here was a Makom Sakana, so it was Mutter for Ula to change to say yeah that Yataka finish off the job. Parlam Beis HaShchita. So it says the Mash. Oh, so then Rabbi Yochanan's Matmi is wondering. It says, "V'nasati lochem shem shom leiv ragos." In Bovel, the Banshim says, "I'm going to make people very, very angry." There's a lot of chaos in Chutz Lords, he says. People get angry, so therefore, I can understand that people get angry over there. But how do you get so angry in Eretz Yisrael? Akedei to come murder someone? How could it be? He's in Eretz Yisrael. It says, "V'nasati lochem shom leiv ragos." There, in Chutz Lords, not here. So Ula answers him, "No, it was at that time. He shied to lay avrin and yarded. We didn't pass the yarding. We were still in Chutz Lords." So then he was nech. Yechanan, calm down. So the Mashal says over there that if a person's over an aver in Chutz Lartz, the Baruch Hu says, I understand you're in Chutz Lartz, what could you do? You have a big Yetzirah over there, I couldn't do it, I'll forgive you for it, right? But you'll still get punished for it, but listen, I know it's Chutz Lartz. But if you come to Eretz Yisrael and he's over the same aver as of the Mashal, it's much worse. It's much worse because the Yetzirah is not so great in Eretz Yisrael. Yetzirah is not so great, and you go over the same aver, it's much worse. What's much worse? So that we have to come out to the Rush over here. Because since you come from Messiah Sabris, and you're a nichshal in these in yonim, so that land is going to spit you out, but not benachas like it spit them out. It's going to be beinyin ra in a most terrible way, in a vicious way. I'll just say over a small Ramban just at the end of the shir, it says Leisoki Oretz Eschem. Omer HaRamban Zal. This I'm reading from the Pirush Rosh. The Ramban Zal said, Ki Kola Oretz Nosan Hashem L'Sorim Shel Milo. The whole Eretz, all the lands the Rebbeinu Shalom gave over to Sorim, these heavenly angels. Shenemar Asher Chelak Hashem Elokecha Oisam Cholak Hashem Elokecha Oisam L'Chol Am Tachas Kol Shemayim. Rebbeinu Shalom Mechalak it to all the Am under the Shemayim. Avol Eretz Yisrael Leinitin L'Shum Sar Sheba'olam. Eretz Yisrael was not given over to any sar. Ki biyad Hashem hi le'olam. It's always biyad Rebbeinu Shalom. Shenemar Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah Ve'ad Akris Shana. The Apple Pisha Omar Kosov says, Ki Michol Sarach, and the Pasuk says in Daniel, Yud, Chof Aleph. So you see, Michol is the Sar of Klal Yisrael. Loi she Yimshal al Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean, Dr. Ramban, that he's going to be Moshal of Eretz Yisrael. And Melamit Tzchus al Yisrael. What means he's Melamit Tzchus on Klal Yisrael? Lefichov, Kishe Masker al Umay Sa'olam, Dinon, Masker Avay Dezor. When the Masker mentioned the Averis of Umay Sa'olam, it mentions Avay Dezor. Why? Shari Be'inyan Adoinus. Kivin Shanosan Adoinus Bidei Adoinim Sari Ma'ad. The Bunchim gave it over the fearing of the nations. Right, the leading of it to Sari Milo, Haim Yikana Lechvoy them. So the Sarim will stick up for them. Vizel Ain Eretz Yisrael Makabelos Umachers. That's why Eretz Yisrael can't have another nation. Shenem Vayurimis Mishpat Elokea Oretz. It says in Malachim Beis Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Chav Zayin. Chayin Emret says Veshamu Aleh Oyvehem Oyvehem Ayoshvim Bo. Later in Perik Chavav Pasuk Lamed Beis. Shetela Oylem Charev Veshamemo. Eretz Yisrael is always forever. Going to be destroyed and desolate. Biyodam atcha tachzer lana until it comes back to us. Yehiratzin. This is how he finishes. Yehiratzin sheyivna b'mehera b'meinu. Yehiratzin. It should be Hashem's will that Eretz Yisrael should taka be built up from its churva, from its desolateness b'mehera b'meinu.